you, Lord, for this morning, Father, for this gathering, this place, Lord, that you're in our midst, Lord God, and we get to come to you as one, as a group, Lord Jesus. We just ask that you would touch each heart, Lord God, by your Spirit, with what each heart needs, Father. We thank you for your goodness and your love to us, Lord God, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. As some of you know, Brother Bruce, who's not in the place right now, and I minister out at the Pima County Jail. And one of the questions we're often hit with by the guys that come to church and various programs that we do has to do with the Trinity of God. Greater minds than ours have talked about this fact, and many have not come into agreement and stuff, but we try to give them as many pictures and parables and examples that we can possibly think of to get them to understand how Father, Son, and Holy Spirit can be one God. God, in the midst of his, just doing things, is a God of order. And oftentimes he will place examples and place clues and hints and things in our path, in statements that, we can get a glimpse of the deeper truths and the hidden meanings of a lot of things and things that just seem illogical, of which the Trinity does. He made man in his image, three in one. He has given us examples in his word. For instance, in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Okay? And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As I read verse 2 at the end there, I see three wills of God. I see a good will of God, I see an acceptable will of God, and I see a perfect will of God. Back when Debbie and I lived at Maranatha House, oftentimes the brothers would get into these discussions, we'll just call them arguments, as to the permissive and the perfect will of God. And we never really came up with anything that was solid. Okay? But as I read this, and I understand that there might be three wills of God, it would explain a lot as far as a will of God that's good, a will of God that's acceptable, and a will of God that's perfect. Witnesses in the earth, in 1 John chapter 5. Starting with verse 6, it says, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. And verse 8 says, and there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. We're told that there's only one baptism, but we can think of three. As far as a baptism in water, a baptism in the blood of Christ, and, of course, our baptism in the Holy Spirit. Jesus, as our sacrifice, was actually three sacrifices. Jesus was the Passover lamb. Jesus was the Yom Kippur sacrifice, the one offered once yearly for the nation. And he was also the daily sacrifices. Okay, I got that one from Boy, oh boy, how the mind can go. From my messianic rabbi that talked about Jesus being crucified, going on the tree at 3 a.m. when the morning sacrifice was offered. And also, he was taken down from the tree at the time that the evening sacrifice would have been offered. So you see there's a picture there of Jesus being a picture of the daily sacrifice too, and fulfilling all those blood sacrifices for us to take away our sin. We also have to deal with some unholy trinities, guys. The devil, the world, the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. And there's a wisdom that's spoken of. A wisdom that's not of heaven, that doesn't come from above. Okay? That's described as earthly, sensual, and devilish or demonic. So we have all these trinities to look at. And there's many more in God's word that I did not jot down to throw at you this morning. But we'll get back to the three in one and how they, pertain to my main point. In fact, if you will excuse me, I will produce my high-tech object lesson. Can everybody see this? Okay. Now, another thing that Bruce and I do out at the jail there on a regular basis is we're involved in the 7 Steps of Freedom by Neil Anderson. And one of my favorite steps to do with the men out there is step 5, which deals with pride and submission. I always start out step 5 of pride and submission in Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28. Can anybody tell me what's in those 2 chapters? Well, they're in detail descriptions of the enemy, of Lucifer, of Satan. And it tells us how he was perfect in beauty and wisdom. And that always used to kind of bother me, that how could somebody have perfect wisdom and fall the way Lucifer fell? I know the scripture says that his brightness corrupted his wisdom. He just got so into looking in the mirror that all of his good sense went out the window when he thought that he should be a recipient of God's praise and God's worship. And as I got to thinking about this wisdom, I considered Solomon also. So here we have an angel that was full of wisdom. God made him that way. And it was good. We have Solomon, a man, who, because he didn't know how to rule, at his coronation he cried out to God for wisdom so he could take care of God's people. And God granted him that wisdom and everything else. And I believe our scriptures tell us that Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived. And yet, he stumbled. He fell. And then I got a third one for you. What about the serpent? Bible tells us that the serpent was the most subtle of all the beasts of the field. Now, I didn't like that word subtle because it gave the impression that the serpent was sneaky. And I saw that in a translation too, that he was crafty, that he was sly. And it just didn't fit because God said that the creation was very good at the end of it, correct? Yeah. Okay. So, why would God make a creature sneaky and sly? Bad translations. I got a better idea as to what God gave that serpent from the Spanish Bible, where they use the word astute, that the serpent was the most astute. In other words, the serpent was the wisest of the beasts of the field, according to the scriptures. And Jesus backed that up. When Jesus sent the disciples out, he said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep among the wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Right? Yeah. So Jesus even acknowledged that the serpent was wise, and yet the serpent fell. So as I was considering these three ultra-wise creations, an angel, a man, and a beast that God had given wisdom to, and they all fell, my question was why? How could ones being endowed with ultra-wisdom, if you will, fall and get in trouble? Well, I feel like God gave me an answer. And that is going to be the point of my sharing this morning. And that answer can be found in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. And it says, now this is by the man who had the wisdom, who got in trouble with all the foreign women. It says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding." Whoa. Understanding? Get understanding? With all thy getting of wisdom, get understanding? We know that Proverbs talks a lot about knowledge. And definitely talks a lot about wisdom. But understanding? Another trinity for you there. Our trinity of comprehension, if you will, is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. You see, I can see a weakness in knowledge because lies are knowledge too. Right? The only place in the King James Bible where the word science is mentioned, it's mentioned in a negative context, where Paul mentions science falsely so called. That's a fancy King James word way of saying it's a lie. Yeah, false knowledge. And we can know a lot of things, okay, as far as just information goes, okay, but there is a knowledge of God, and we kind of touched on that a little bit at Sunday school this morning. And that's mostly the knowledge that it's talking about in here, because the knowledge of God gives you a different perspective as to what you're looking at. Okay? And the wisdom of God, we have that imitation wisdom that I mentioned earlier from James. Okay? But we also have the wisdom of God. But understanding, that third part, there has to be understanding with the knowledge and the wisdom is removed. This little table cannot stand if a leg is removed, any one of those legs. We need understanding to go with our wisdom and our knowledge. I had never noticed in the book of Proverbs before, as far as wisdom, as far as understanding goes, but it's all over the place. Chapter 1, verse 2. Okay, well, we'll start at verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Verse 5. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation and the words of the wise and their dark sayings. As I looked up these words in the dictionary, they're very much like our God as far as their overlap. But yet they are distinctive and different from one another. And each one is needed in its own right. The best definition for knowledge that I found that fits the point I'm trying to make is the act, fact, or state of knowing. Specifically, acquaintance or familiarity, awareness or understanding with a range of information. Like we say, it's just a bunch of stuff. Okay? I mean, I'm kind of a trivia buff. Those that know me around a television set know I like Jeopardy and Cash Cab and things like that. And all these useless knowledge that you don't even really need. Just stuff. In fact, I even picked up a book called The Book of Useless Knowledge. It's just a book of crazy facts. You don't fill your brain with that stuff. It's okay if you leave room for other stuff that you really need, though. Okay? And a definition of wisdom. The quality of being wise, power of judging rightly, okay, and following the sound course of action based on knowledge, experience, or understanding. Okay? Now, understanding. The mental quality, act, or state of a person who understands. We'll get around to that in a minute. Okay? Comprehension, knowledge, discernment, sympathetic awareness. Now, I want you to keep that in the back of your head there, because that is one of the qualities of understanding that makes it so much different than knowledge or wisdom per se. And I even threw in understand, to know thoroughly, grasp or perceive clearly and fully the nature, characteristic, or functioning of whatever. But it's that sympathetic awareness of understanding that makes it so much different. I had a guy in the jail one time ask me, how come Jesus just didn't come down fully developed? You know, kind of like the way he would show up in those theophanies, just, you know, whoosh, like Adam. Adam created in his prime. It's like, well, as I thought about it, I said, you know something? Jesus came here to die for us, but he also lived our lives so he could be a sensitive and effective high priest. Yeah. And as we grow, well, I mean, we struggle to get out of the womb and avoid the tomb, if you know what I mean. Okay? However, as we are growing, we are facing conflict after conflict after conflict. Who knows at what age a child might have to cry out to Jesus for assistance, right? As high priest. And Jesus would say, yeah, I remember when I was 4 years old. I came up against a problem like that. This is how I would assist you with it. Or when I was 7 years old, or I was 8 years old, or when I had to submit to Joseph and Mary. Yeah. And so, for Jesus to be an effective and sensitive high priest, he wanted to go through all that we go through in our entire lives. Now, Jesus didn't live long enough for the golden years, and those of us that are dealing with that now, wish somebody would have briefed us a little better, but you know, it's learn as you go type of thing. But anyway, yeah. Okay, I guess he is the Ancient of Days, so okay. But yeah, it's that understanding that makes us sensitive. It's understanding that is the kind of the power behind compassion. You look at that person, and even though you're not them, but you look at their situation, God can reveal to you how they feel, what they're dealing with. So you can help them deal with what they're dealing with. Yeah. Compassion. Forgiveness. Oh boy. We understand that we need to forgive. Unlike the servant that went to his master and begged for forgiveness for a debt he couldn't pay, and then as soon as he was forgiven, went out and grabbed one of his fellow servants by the throat and had him thrown in jail because he couldn't pay a debt that servant could pay, if you know what I mean. Yeah, understanding. We have to have understanding to go with our knowledge and to go with our wisdom. I remember when I went back to school. Now, all through elementary school and middle school and high school, as I'm so fond of reminding Patrice, I was a thespian. I was an actor. I never cut school because why cut school? That's where my audience is. Bill, you'd have killed me. Okay? However, when it was time to go back to school, I was going for me, I was going for my family, and this time, I had the gospel under my belt. Yeah, okay. So, that having been said, and searching God's word, and looking for everything I could use in it to assist me, I pulled out my favorite 8 scripture section of Psalm 119. Now, Psalm 119, if you're familiar, is broken up by the Hebrew alphabet by each letter that the new statement starts with. And Mem was mine. And you'll see why when I read it to you here. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers. For thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients. Yeah, because I keep thy precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thine ordinances, for you have taught me. Sorry. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Yeah. Now, there were times when my head got a little big around that. Okay. Ooh, I want to have more understanding in my teachers. And oftentimes I did when my teachers were walking in falsehood. You see, that's another thing about knowledge. Sometimes when we go to school, we have to deal with subjects that, that are requisites. But we don't necessarily agree with the details thereof. As long as you can regurgitate those back at test time, you're going to be all right. And especially in my geology class that I love so much, when we got into dinosaurs and all that stuff like that, sure, I was able to give them back the information they wanted, but believe it? No. By faith, we understand that the things that are seen were not made of things that are seen. Yes. So, my understanding was increased by God's word. And yes, I did all right in school. I didn't fail anything. Didn't have to act. But yes, understanding. I was surprised when I really started looking for the word understanding how much of it was in Proverbs. Because we'd always heard about knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge and wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Yeah, that's true. But it also has a scripture here about understanding the fear of the Lord. Yeah, you can understand the reverence, the awesome reverence of Almighty God. If you have the mind of Christ, you can. And it says you do. Proverbs chapter 2, one of my favorite hunks in here. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and lay up my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seek her as silver and searchest for her as hidden treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Quite a promise, huh? Yeah. You'll understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. There's your three in one right there. Your comprehension, your knowledge, your wisdom, your understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of justice and preserveth the way of his saints. Oh man, I need that preservation. Whew. Then thou shalt understand righteousness and justice and equity and every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee and understanding shall keep thee. Yeah, that's right. Understanding. We've got to seek understanding. Okay, I'm just going to fly through a few of these and just kind of pepper you with them so you understand a bit. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. Hear ye children the instructions of a father and attend to no understanding. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Now, I don't know where knowledge fits into this, but there are several places in Proverbs where wisdom has been personified, and you're familiar with those. Okay? But so is understanding. Chapter 7. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law shall be the apple of thine eye. Ooh, very sensitive. Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the tables of thy heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the foreigner who flattereth with her words. Isn't it ironic that the man who wrote this succumbed to the flattering of strange women? Yeah. And we're going to get to the reason why here. Okay. It has to do with understanding. Okay. Chapter 8. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that hath understanding, and right to those who find knowledge. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Now, we're going to go through a little dissertation where understanding is doing the talking. There's several chapters in Proverbs where wisdom talks. Okay? But understanding had a little discourse too. I was surprised. But pleasantly so. Okay, once again, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice. Remember, this is understanding still talking to us here. That I may cause those who love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasuries. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before the works of old. I was set up from everlasting. Whenever I get to a from everlasting, I get goosebumps. I love that. Because Jesus was from everlasting. Much to the chagrin of the Arians. Okay? I was set up from everlasting from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, and before the hills were brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the earth. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea its decree that the waters should not pass his command, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought forth with him. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable parts of the earth. And my delight was with the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, refuse it not. Blessed is the man who heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and all they that hate me love death. Read that again. For whoso findeth understanding findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against understanding wrongeth his own soul, and all they that hate understanding love death. So, with all thy getting, get understanding. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. In the lips of him that understanding, that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. It is like sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressors is hard. We kind of touched on that a little bit in Sunday school this morning. And I told those at present that I was going to mention this from this spot this morning here, that the way of the transgressor is hard. Yeah. But good understanding gives favor. The scoffer seeks wisdom and finds it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding. But that which is in the midst of fools shall be made known. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. He that refuseth instruction despises his own soul, but he that heareth reproof gets understanding. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather than choice silver. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. But the instruction of fools is folly. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of the fool are in the ends of the earth. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. We all know that one. And he that shutteth up his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul, and he that keepeth understanding shall find good. Now, I wanted you to notice, with the getting, there has to be the keeping. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. It appears that my trinity of wise fallers that I mentioned did not keep their understanding. They wandered away from understanding. Therefore, an angel, a man, and a beast that were endued with wisdom, when they wandered away from understanding, well, you saw what happened. Smite a scoffer, and the simple will beware. And reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Ambrose, being an astute interviewer, drawing things out because of understanding. Bruce and I talk about that all the time. Here's one for you I like. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Think about that one. What are you going to do against the Lord? We read about all these rebels settling themselves and so forth, and shaking their fist and throwing off their chains that they believe they have because of the Lord's restraints. Okay? But there is no wisdom, understanding, or counsel that's against the Lord. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also, wisdom and instruction, or knowledge and understanding. Through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. But let's go back to Proverbs 23:23. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also, buy wisdom, buy instruction, and buy understanding. There's your trinity of comprehension again. How are you going to buy those things? I love Isaiah 55. We used to sing it in Maranatha House. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. And it talks about buying things to eat without price in Isaiah 55. So, what do you spend to get understanding, to get wisdom, and to get knowledge? Everybody has it, no matter who you are, no matter what your financial situation is, no matter what your age. What do we spend? Well, a second is a second. A minute is a minute. An hour is an hour, right? Your hour is the same as my hour. A day is a day. A week is a week. A month, right? Year, decade, millennium. I think it's telling us to spend some time. Time. That's how you pay for understanding. That's how you pay for knowledge. That's how you pay for wisdom. We went through the whole gamut there of seeking, of treasuring, of going to find it. In other words, you're going to have to crack the books. You're going to have to get on your knees. But you know what? The same way I was wondering and bugged how Satan, Solomon, and the serpent could lose their spots when they were so wise, God showed me. And whatever you're seeking understanding in, God will show you. If you go and buy it, spend that time. Yes, but with all thy getting, get understanding. Understanding establishes the house. Wisdom, the scripture says, builds the house, but understanding establishes it. Yeah, understanding. And it's not even noon. John, if you will.
See, he even understands the clock.
Understanding.
Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for bringing your word. Thank you for bringing us together today. Lord, let us take understanding with us as you send us back out into the world. Lord, give us understanding to live in a way that glorifies you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Took a breath, you breathed your life in me.